Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we perceive deep facets of inner life depicted in Sangam literary work Nattrinai 109, written by Meeli Perumpadumanar, this being his only Sangam poem. The verse is set in the Pali landscape and revolves around the theme of separation. Speaking in the voice of the lady to her confidant, the poem expresses the anguish in the lady's heart as the man has not returned from his journey. Onrudum yendra thondrupadu natpin kadalar agandrena kalangi பேதுற்று அன்னவோ என் நன்னுதல் நிலை என வினவல் ஆனா புனை இழை கேள் இனி உரைக்கல் ஆகா எவ்வம் இம்மென இறைக்கும் வாடையிருள் கூர்பொழுதில் துளியுடை தொழுவின் துணிதல் அற்றத்து உச்சி கட்டிய கூளை ஆவின் நிலை என ஒருவேன் ஆகி உளமர கழியும் இப்பகழ்மடி பொழுதே. The poem begins with a word that epitomizes a love relationship, onrudum, meaning we are one. The relationship itself is described by the words thondrupadu natpu, meaning an ancient friendship. A phrase to pique one's curiosity. What could the lady mean by this phrase? Let's delve into that shortly. The lady is characterized by the words nannudal, meaning a beautiful forehead. The word evvam, meaning misery, reminds me of a Tamil lyric in a sci-fi movie that goes, evvathin nudigana niyatrumedum evvaru inge pilai, meaning what could be wrong about anything done to end the root of suffering. Echoes of Tamil from the depths of the mind to the expanse of the universe across the centuries. Instead of simply calling the night as night, the phrase pagal madi poludu characterizes it as the killer of the day, and perhaps the lady words it so as it drives a knife through her heart too. Let's listen on to understand why. The man and woman have been in a love relationship, and the man has parted away to gather wealth, perhaps towards their marriage. The time he said he would return has passed. As the confidant tries to console the grief-stricken lady, the lady tells her, "O bejeweled friend, you ask me, what would be the state of this lady with a fine forehead who is confused and agonized by the separation of that lover who promised her the ancient relationship that proclaims they two were one? Listen to my unspeakable sorrow. It's the time when northerly winds roar amidst the darkness of the night. In the muddy cow shed where raindrops fall, a short-statured cow that should be removed elsewhere has been tied to the roof for want of a pillar. My state is that of the struggling cow, unable to rest or roam as I spend this night full of distress on my own." With these words, the lady paints a nuanced picture of the state of her mind as the man remains away from her. Now let's unravel the fine elements of this verse. First, that ancient relationship. Is it an ancient relationship because the lady and man have been together a long time? Or is it one that extends across many births, like some explanations I read described? Or is it something else entirely? We should first see that this ancient relationship talked about here is a love relationship where two people are united, and although they may have two different bodies, they feel they are of one mind and heart. Any interpretation has a subjective dimension, and so to me, this phrase appears as one characterizing a relationship that has existed since the beginning of human emotions. The meaning of this verse that two people in love are one is something that seems true no matter where or when in human experience. Thus, the word's ancient relationship in this verse seems to portray an understanding that the feeling of oneness in love has existed from far beyond known human history. Another fascinating fact is the way Sangam poets seem to characterize someone as the epitome of their physical characteristics. For instance, the lady is a fine forehead and the confidant is the wearer of ornate jewels. There are no names in Sangam Agam poetry. Perhaps it's written in that style so that anyone can relate to it and become the characters portrayed. So such quaint expressions for the characters seem to be an ingenious way of naming them without naming them. The core of this verse sits in a single simile. The lady brings before our eyes a dwarfish cow in a slush-filled cowshed. Looking carefully, we see that the cow has been tied to the roof instead of a pillar. Raindrops are falling in. A cold northerly wind blows through the shed too. But there's no one to come around and help that cow, which cannot settle down to take a bit of rest, nor can it move around freely. Such is her sorrowful state too, in that melancholic evening, says the lady. At first she talks of the pain in her heart as an unspeakable sorrow, but in the end she finds the words. Perhaps that's all it takes. When the heart is burdened, we need not demand instant solutions, but rather just the words to express the pain as it is. The poem seems to whisper to me, verbalize, and watch your angst gently vaporize. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient minds and lands. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.